This is WBAA News. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. Greater Lafayette is home to a host of groups fighting for a cause, whether that's racial equality, reproductive justice, or an end to gun violence. The broader goals of many of these organizations overlap, but as WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, conflicts can threaten to derail their conversations.
At the end of May, the interfaith leaders of Greater Lafayette emailed its group list, inviting people to participate in a week of events dedicated to gun violence awareness, in partnership with the local chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. A few hours passed, and a response appeared. "Please remove me from this group," said Mike Vinson, a West Lafayette Lutheran pastor. "I in no way want to be affiliated with an organization that would perpetuate what gun control laws have always been in our nation." Vincent wrote that he believes those laws were racist, targeting Black men and other minorities.
You know, first we have to acknowledge that there is truth to the racist component of gun control laws. Like, Pastor Mike is right.
Kathy Parker is the leader of the local chapter of Moms Demand.
Progress is generally baby steps. And that's something we have to accept. We can't just have all or nothing. All of our wishes are nothing.
Parker says Moms Demand focuses on preventing gun violence and that the organization supports the Second Amendment. She says the local chapter has lost members over differences in opinion on just how far to go in the fight over gun control. Vinson declined multiple interview requests, but he reiterated in an emailed statement his belief that current gun laws disproportionately impact minority groups. Temple Israel's Rabbi Mike Harvey is the current director of ILGL, the group that sent the initial email. He says they're willing to work with those who want to see activism done differently. They just need to communicate.
Help educate us so that we can also fight that battle with you. Because if that's what's going on, maybe we're missing something. And let us fight next to you.
Harvey says he understands Vincent's position. He says he was hesitant to participate in a Women in Action of Greater Lafayette event earlier this year during a time when the National Women's March movement was being accused of using anti-Semitic rhetoric. Harvey says when he raised his concerns, local organizers agreed. Both Vincent and Harvey's responses show how otherwise like-minded people can sometimes struggle to reach an accord. Others say differences in race, in age, or in how long someone has been an activist can also create a communication breakdown.
What we always say is that the most important word for an organizer is solidarity.
First, I think it's very important to think about, you know, who is heard.
We're all kind of what I call in our silos or little spaces.
That's local activists Vanessa Pacheco of Younger Women's Task Force of Greater Lafayette, Chris Hagerty of Greater Lafayette Indivisible, and Sheila Rosenthal of Greater Lafayette Progressives. Pacheco says sometimes there's an assumption that younger activists shouldn't, as she puts it, enter the arena. She also says getting pushback should be looked at as an opportunity.
That's a great moment for us to take a look at how we can support each other better and for me to be radically open to what they have to say to me.
Many of the people interviewed for this story stressed that productive partnerships exist among the groups. Many of the rallies and initiatives of the past year sprang from the collaboration of multiple organizations, including this recent ILGL event, protesting conditions for immigrants at border facilities. But some were hesitant to speak publicly about more specific conflicts.
I think the goal is to work together.
Sadie Harper Scott has been the president of the local NAACP branch for 12 years. Harper Scott didn't initially receive Mike Vinson's email about Moms Demand, of which she's a member, but she saw it.
But what I'm saying to him is, we get you. I hear what you're saying, but we cannot harbor that in us. We gotta go to the table and talk about that.
She says that means being willing to have uncomfortable conversations.
How many organization leadership, how many organization groups we have in the community? And how many of those are meeting? How many of us are working on the same thing? They all are different. Most of them are all different. All different. But if we came to the table, you know what kind of progress we would make?
Harper Scott reached out to Vincent. Eventually, they met, shared a meal, and talked. She says she's not sure if they walked away agreeing with each other, but she wants to try again. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.